This podcast is sponsored by Freedom Mortgage, dedicated to veterans and your homeownership needs. Visit freedommortgage.com/CBS Vets. NMLS 2767. Equal housing lender.
This time on Vet Story.
I joined pre-9/11. I ended up in Iraq as an infantry squad leader. We had a video that we had shot in Iraq that kind of went through the roof. When I got back, I had signed with a record label then. I got a phone call an hour before I was supposed to go on stage telling me that my older brother had taken his own life. I didn't want to play music anymore. I fell to pieces. I would drink, and right before those points of blackout, just be thinking to myself, God, it'd be great if I'm not here tomorrow. Making this public is really important to me. We need to make this as loud as possible. We need to stay together as warfighters. Life's not better without you. It's that simple. It's not better without you. It's not better without you.
I'm Phil Briggs, and this time on Vet Story, we're going to talk about two words that far too often are linked together: suicide and veteran. But John Preston is a musician on a mission to change that.
I fought this war. You said before you would go.
He's dropping a single on the American music charts that's meant to empower every veteran who's having a tough time. Recently, Connecting Vets' Eric Dame caught up with John, and he takes us on his journey from the United States Marine Corps to the American music scene.
And joining us now to talk about just that is former Marine, current firefighter, and musician, John Preston. John, thanks for joining us on the Morning Briefing today.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, we're doing pretty well here. Now, as I mentioned, you served in the United States Marine Corps. So let's begin by talking about that. Where are you from? When did you join? How long did you serve? And what did you do while you were in the Corps?
I was from a family of Marines, so I had no choice. I grew up in Kentucky and ended up going into the Marine Corps in 2000. I joined pre-9/11. So I was in when all this wonderful mess happened. And then basically in the Marine Corps from 2000 to 2004, I served in Iraq in 2004. I was with 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines. I worked as a field wireman, but I don't think I ever did my MOS the entire time then. I ended up in Iraq as an infantry squad leader. So was a pretty busy boy overseas and just worked.
Now, when you leave the Marine Corps after being in for, a significant amount of tours, a significant amount of time, when you think back on that time where you transitioned from Marine John Preston to civilian John Preston and veteran John Preston, what do you remember most about that time period in your life?
Being confused, lost, didn't know what I was doing. And in the Marine Corps, I had my first success with music. I ended up kind of going viral before viral existed, like 2004, before YouTube. We had a video that we had shot in Iraq that kind of went through the roof. LA Times had covered it, and we were semi-famous. So when I got back, I had signed with a record label then. Everything was spinning, but I mean, I'll be honest, I was dealing with a lot of issues, and I was drinking a lot, and at that time, what I thought had ruined my life, oh my God, you ruined everything. You drank yourself to a point that they kicked you out of the record label and they didn't want to make your music anymore. And it was a rough transition. Yeah, nobody told us what to do. And nobody told us how to do it. Nobody told us it wasn't going to be easy. And that's the big thing that we were talking about. I had Boone Cutler out with me the other day when we were shooting our video, and we were interviewing him and talking to him, and just his concept of transitioning and how when you come back, you are a different person. You're almost genetically altered. So why is it that we have to exactly assimilate instead of our family and people around us adjusting to the new person that we've become, you know?
Absolutely. And we're speaking with John Preston, former Marine, current firefighter and musician with two albums to his credit. Now, John, it sounds like you spiraled down quite a bit after you left the Marine Corps. You mentioned drinking. You mentioned, some musical success while you were still in the Marine Corps that seems to have fallen apart after you got out. So two questions for you. One is, how bad did it get? How low did you go personally at that point? And then how were you able to pull out of that?
I mean, it was rough, man. The song that we're releasing right now, that I'd love to get into some more detail about that in a little bit, but this song is basically how I felt back then, you know, when I didn't want to wake up in the morning, man. Like, I would drink, and right before those points of blackout, just be thinking to myself, oh, it'd be great if I'm not here tomorrow. I never attempted suicide or anything like that. And I don't know if you guys don't know my history. I actually lost my own older brother, a Marine Corps veteran, to suicide about a year and a half ago. So making this public is really important to me. Yeah. We need to make this as loud as possible. And I went through every avenue and every channel that I could. I got assigned with a major record label to be able to release this at the loudest point possible. The video that we shot last weekend, or this weekend, which is going to be on MTV. Our songs are going to be a massive full radio campaign. We have the ability now to be as loud as possible for our community.
And that is a fantastic thing, because as we know, and of course, as you just told us, you know, on a personal level, suicide is a significant issue in the veteran community. Listen, it's a significant issue everywhere, but when it comes to veterans are taking their own lives at such a higher rate than any other part of the general public. It's shocking, it's upsetting, and it's something that, this being Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month, of course, in September, is something that needs all of the attention that it can get. And your song, Before I Am Gone, aims to provide that kind of attention. And we're going to talk about that song in just a couple of minutes. We're even going to play the song for our listeners here today. Also, John, I wanted to ask you, you know, you got out, and as I understand, you've held a job as a full-time firefighter along with being a musician. So after struggling, after not knowing what to do, as you said, you got out, nobody really told you what to do, heavy drinking. How did you turn things around and find success both as a firefighter and as a musician?
You know, the first thing you got to do is shake the funk, and shaking the funk is changing your perspective. You know, I'm a move forward guy now. You know, that's how I see life, is everything in front of us is what we should be excited for. And, you know, whatever you want that to be, like, if I think I can do this, I'm pretty positive that I can. Yeah. You know, so it's a matter of driving forward and just working hard to do something. Us, as especially warfighters, you know, we need to find a mission. Yeah, look at what just happened in Houston, right? So all of this tragedy and mess happens. And what do you see happen? You see companies like Grunt Style down on the front line working. You know, they're donating their clothing, but not doing that, they're going and donating their time and their people and working. Every veteran in the country got up and jumped in a car and started driving towards Houston while everyone else was evacuating out. We need a mission. And when there's a mission there, we try to go to work immediately, like Houston. If there's not, we get idle and we get in our own heads and we start going backward to the tragedy that we've lived in our lives. And it's about finding a mission, moving forward and accomplishing it, you know?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And we're speaking with a man who's accomplished a few missions since he left the Marine Corps. He is John Preston, who served in the Corps and now serves as a firefighter as well as a musician. So, John, the world of United States Marine and the world of musician, how different are they? And conversely, how similar are they?
You know, the biggest similarity, it's funny because there really isn't. Yeah, but the biggest similarity, if there was one, is you have to hustle to be successful. You know, when you're in the Marine Corps, you have to work hard. You have to listen. You can't just be crazy and be successful. You have to be awesome. And that's the same thing with music, is you have to work hard. You have to keep pushing. People expect things to happen. And it's kind of funny to me, like, I was with my band this weekend, and we've been together since we got out of the Marine Corps because we were all Marines. And it was just this thought, wow, I can't believe we're here now. And it kind of felt like it happened overnight, even though it's been 15 years since we were playing the Roxy Theater down in L.A. after Iraq, you know. And it's crazy that if you hustle and you hustle and you hustle and you hustle, it'll be there, you know, just like getting promoted through the ranks.
Now, as you serve in these current careers, musician, firefighter, what have you been able to draw on from your time as a Marine that you think has been most beneficial for you?
Taking from the Marine Corps and the firefighting world, you know, just that actual structure, because as an artist, like, naturally, we're just not structured, man, like, at all. Yeah, we're very loose, very out there. And that's something that I need regimented in my life. You know, the Marine Corps taught me how to be structured initially. You know, I was a mission squad leader in Iraq. I had, you know, at one point 60 Marines under me. And that organization skill at 22 years old, I had to learn how to be a man real quick, you know. And keeping all that together now, because I'm running a business, even though I'm a musician, you know, this is an entrepreneurial job. This is something that you are out and you are making your relationships, you're meeting people, and it's a matter of how hard you work with that to how successful you're going to be. So,
right. And John Preston is a former Marine, current musician, and his song that he's re-releasing now, called Before I Am Gone, is a song that works to address the issue of suicide within the veteran community, something that is near and dear to John's heart. As he just told us a short while ago, he lost his own brother, who was also a Marine Corps veteran, who took his own life. So, John, tell us a little bit about this song and where it came from.
We ended up releasing Before I'm Gone again because, first of all, when I wrote the song and I finished it, like the moment I finished it, I thought to myself, this has got to go out. Yeah, and I knew it was special from the very minute that I finished it. That was in early 2014. And when I had sat down to write it, I reflected back to 2005-06 when I didn't want to be here anymore. It was a 20-minute writing session, probably. Shut myself in a room with a guitar, and I came out covered in snot and sweat and tears and everything else, going, holy crap, I did it. And I had basically communicated with Stop Soldier Suicide. They told me they wanted to do this song for them for a promo. And I said, well, if we're going to do that, we're going to do that big. So I reached out to Alan Sanderson, who is a Grammy award-winning producer. I said, Alan, can I come in and redo this song with you? We got the work done with Alan, and it turned out just phenomenal. The track itself is unreal. I heard it as it was, and I said, I'm sorry, Pacific Records that I've been with. I said, I got to take this to a better level. I need somebody to be able to put this out to the entire world and do it on a grand level. So I told Stop Soldier Suicide, give me a month. Let me do some work. So I spent a month just pushing and pushing and pushing. And I don't know if anybody knows, but reaching major labels is nearly impossible. Mm. And we found a way that somehow about 2 weeks into my give me a month, I had received a phone call from Concord Entertainment with Universal Music Group saying, hey, we love what you're doing. I got the call. I didn't even. Yeah. So we, you know, everything, fate just happened, and we're able to take this song that has so much meaning that can touch and affect veterans. It just quick about that. I had, and you're going to know this name really well, really soon. River Rainbow has a film coming out on Audience Network, and River's an absolute, like, just amazing guy. He was, you know, going to Syria to shoot a film, and he actually got told he can't cross the border unless he joins the Kurds to fight to fight ISIS. So River went over there and had a really traumatizing, you know, time over there. River came and saw me when I was in LA shooting this video, because River heard my song and said, wow, this just emotionally overwhelmed me. I'm on my way to meet this guy right now. So we ended up talking to River and interviewing him as well for our film, just of what the song did for him and impacted him. So it's touching veterans' lives. It's making us realize that, hey, this guy feels how I feel, you know, and that's a good feeling, is knowing that we have our family, our camaraderie, our brotherhood around us, and someone else feels the same way I do. I'm not alone in this.
When it comes to thinking about those that we've lost, and I think most veterans have at least a tangential connection to someone who's taken their own lives. As you told us, you have a very direct and personal connection with your brother, also a veteran, having taken his own life recently. When you hear this song, when you hear other people talk about the horrifying issue of suicide within the veteran community, what do you think we should be doing? How much more can we do to try and reach out to those who might be at that point where they're thinking about taking their own lives?
It's complex, you know, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. My goal is to take our issues to the very top of the mainstream. We don't have a voice now that reaches that part of the world, you know, that reaches the pop culture, and we're gonna walk into the pop culture. That's what I'm doing right now. I'll be in the pop culture by October 17th when we're in the Billboard charts. And we need to not just educate the public of who we are as a veteran, because this isn't about that. This is about, look at us as a veteran. Look at who we are. Look at how hard we work. Look at me. And, you know, then you'll understand us as a community. We need to stay together. We need to stay together as a family. We need to talk to each other as warfighters, because what happens is we separate, we go to our family directly afterwards, and we're different. And then we distance ourselves from everyone else, and we need to change that concept. We need to stay together with our camaraderie, just like we had in the military, whether it's, you know, combat Marines or sailors on a ship, it doesn't matter. You build a camaraderie that is unbelievable and lasts the rest of your life. We need to keep, you know, digging for that in regular life.
Absolutely. And we're speaking with John Preston, Marine Corps veteran, firefighter, and musician. Now, John, when it comes to Before I Am Gone, the song that you're re-releasing, this song, I've seen places that that there are people who are giving proceeds from downloads and stuff like that to veterans organizations. Are you doing anything like that to help out via this song that's being re-released now?
I'm giving 100% of my take to stop soldier suicide. So my deal with the record label, I get 50% of sales. I'm giving 100% of my 50% away. So anything that comes in on sales that would have gone into my pocket is gone.
Wow. Very, very impressive there.
And Stop Soldier Suicide's a solid organization, man. You call them today, they'll have somebody working your case right away. And they don't just work with people that are veterans. They work with in-service members too, which is rare. I haven't seen that too many times. Just an awesome organization with great people. And that's the only people that I throw my name in the hat with, is those that I get to see their actual positive impact. And then I say, yes, these are the people I want to work with.
Now, John, obviously through your music, you have a message that you want to give to your fellow veterans, those who may be hitting hard times, those who may be having a rough go of it after transitioning out of the military. If you could sum up what that message is for us, what would it be?
Life's not better without you. It's that simple. I wake up every day as a little brother that lost his older brother. Yeah, I was already an advocate publicly for veterans, and I was an advocate for veteran suicide. And I got a phone call an hour before I was supposed to go on stage telling me that my older brother had taken his own life. I fell to pieces. I didn't want to play music anymore. And I had to dig into myself and change my perspective on what I was looking at. I had to stop blaming me and say, I got to stop this from happening to any other family on earth. And just know that the rest of the life that's happening here right now around you, that you're dealing with, it stays, and they get to take on that pain and burden that you had in yourself. So, you know, life is not better without you.
What do you see in my face? Is it ever gonna be the same? When every bit of me is filled with rage, the thoughts I can't put away. I'm hopeless, I'm screaming, but no one can hear what I'm saying. And soon I'll be bleeding. Could someone just take me away? I fought this war. You said before situation calls for another breakdown, another shot from my flask. Still hear the sounds of the motor round.